Turn now to this month's success story, breakdancing. From the streets of New York in the 1970s to the Paris 2024 Olympic Games, breakdancing has come a long way. We trace the path of those B-boys and B-girls and ask what it takes to be one.
Gang Wars. Originally inspired by the dance moves of soul singer James Brown, with extra kung fu and gymnastics in the mix, breakdancing, or breaking, is one of the four foundations of hip-hop culture, along with rap, DJing, and graffiti. They all started in the economic crisis of the early 1970s, when New York's poor kids were desperate for a means of self-expression. With street gangs in constant rivalry for territory, breakdancing battles developed into a way of settling disputes, a form of dance that had the intensity of a gang battle and the gestures of fighting with no actual touching.
Movie Mania. One of the top three films in 1983 was a little movie called Flashdance about a working-class girl trying to get into ballet school. But the story wasn't why the film was such a big hit. The secret of Flashdance's massive international success was that it introduced the world to America's breakdancing street culture. Soon, kids all over the globe were copying the dress style and dance moves of America's B-boys and B-girls. This being long before YouTube, a series of subsequent breakdancing movies fed the phenomenon.
Battle of the Year. Breakdancing battles first moved off the city streets in 1990, thanks to a group of German enthusiasts. The competition they started, the Battle of the Year, established breaking as an international sport. Everyone comes with choreographed routines, but the traditional battle element remains. Pairs of teams or individuals in improvised face-offs, each responding to what the other does and trying to improve on it until the judges declare a victor. Despite America being the country of origin, US teams are often outdanced by three other countries, each with their own styles. Japanese B-boys create innovative moves. The South Koreans have a powerful technical style. But 2019's winners were from a country famed for daring combinations, France.
B-boys and B-girls. Just because you can breakdance doesn't make you a true practitioner of the art, a B-boy or a B-girl. For example, it can take from 3 to 10 years of practice before someone can hope to be accepted into New York's original crew of breakdancers, the Zulu Kings. Sometime during that period, the individual will reach the level where they are given, or more rarely choose, their B-boy or B-girl name. The name might denote their crew affiliation, refer to their style of dance, or some other individual trait, but it means the same thing. This is a breaker worthy of respect.
Breaking at the Olympics. Some criticised the inclusion of breakdancing in the Paris 2024 Olympics as a desperate tactic to attract younger audiences more interested in the X Games, but they are missing the point. New sports come and go with every successive Olympics, and always have done. Who today remembers Olympic sports such as kite flying, pigeon racing, fishing, and, believe it or not, firefighting? Seen from that perspective, the world's B-boys and B-girls totally deserve a chance to prove themselves as international athletes.